The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Our Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph tells us that Bizman Hazeh, that Nebuch, we no longer have a Beit HaMikdash, we can no longer bring Karbanos. If a person is going to do an Aveira, what he should do is read the Seder HaKarbanos, and that will be considered as if he brought a carbon, and that is how he will achieve forgiveness for his Aveira. The question that is dealt with in the Peskin is, what does it mean if Ki'ilu he brought the carbon? Do we consider it as if he actually brought the carbon? Meaning to say, normally if you do an Aveira, that is Mechayiv you to bring a carbon. So what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? This person did an Aveira, he already said the Seder HaKabbanis. When Mashiach comes, is he going to have to bring a carbon? Do we say that on the one hand, perhaps not? Our Gemara tells us, it's Ki'ilu he brought a carbon. If it's Ki'ilu he brought a carbon, then why does he have to bring another carbon? He did so already. Or do you say no? What Al Gemara says is Ki'ilu he brought a carbon. It's not that he actually brought a carbon. What it means is, the same way you get schar when you bring a carbon, you fulfill your obligation during the time of the Beit HaMikdash to get mechila by bringing a carbon, but man hazeh, you can't bring a carbon. So as long as you say the parasha, we give you the schar, we give you the forgiveness as if you brought the carbon. But the actual obligation to bring a carbon is still there. So kol zman, all the time you can't bring it, you can't do anything. What we tell you to do is read the parasha. But when Mashiach comes, you still would have to bring a carbon. So again, the question is it considered as if you actually brought the carbon or not? And just as an example to this type of chakira, there's a fascinating Chachma Shleima, and Rav Ezra Siman Aleph Ois Aleph, that he wants to know, what is the halacha if somebody raises an orphan in his home? Chazal tell us that when you raise an orphan, it's ki'ilu yoldai. It's as if you gave birth to this child. Are you Mekayim Pluvavu? And this would seem to be a fabulous chiddush, to say that a person who raises a child, it is as if he gave birth to him, to the point where you're Mekayim Pruvavu. What's going to happen if you have a couple, never, they can't have children, and so they go ahead, they adopt, they raise this child, this Yasim V'almana, and afterwards, they get the ability to have children, there's medical advances, whatever the case is, they now have the ability to have children. Are they Mechliyut to do so? Or do you say, no, you're ready Mekayim Pruvavu? So this is the shayla we are dealing with over here by Karbanos. Is it as if you are, do we say that it's as if you brought the carbon to the point that if you now have an option to bring the actual carbon during the Zman HaMashiach, that you would not be mechuyev to do so? So many of the Achrayim already point out that this would seem to be a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Yedbeis tells us that Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, he did it in Aveira, and what he wrote down in his pinkus, in his notebook, the Aveira that he did, and the reason why he did this was in order that he shouldn't forget the Aveira, and when the Mashiach is going to come, when we are going to have the Beit HaMikdash, he will remember to bring his carbon. Ask the Akleinim, why did he have to write down in his notebook? In order that he should bring a carbon when Mashiach comes, he has a much better option. Right away, right now, say the Seder HaKabbanis. Say many of the Achrayim, that from here we see that granted it's the Merzika thing, it's the Gevaldik Matana Hashem gave to us, that if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we should say the Parsha HaKabbanis. But that doesn't mean that you actually bought a carbon. And therefore, if it comes a time where you are able to bring a carbon, you would be mechuyev to do so. That being said, although it would appear that it's not as if you actually brought the carbon itself, you're not bringing a carbon with the parsha by reading the parsha Karbanos, there are many halachas that do seem to point out that we do consider it as if you are bringing a carbon. The first halacha is the Ramah in Arachayim Kufam and Beis, where there he brings that there were those who were nayig their custom was to read the Parsha HaKetoret only Mitzay Chaktav, if it was written down. They would not read it by heart, and the reason given is because by the Keteiris, if you bring it in the Beit HaMikdash and it's missing one of its spices, you are Chayin Nisa. So here we are concerned that if you're going to say Parshas HaKetoret Baal Peh and you forget one of the spices, one of the words, it's going to be Tehillah Yechayim Nisa. He then says there are those who have the minhag only to say Parshas HaKabonis on Shabbos, not during the weekday, because during the weekday you are in a rush. And again, if since you are rushing, we are nervous, you will leave out one of the words, leave out one of the spices, and therefore you will be considered as if you bought a Keteiris with only 10 spices, not 11, and therefore Tehillu, that you are Chayim Nisa. The Beis Yosef argues, and he says, no, it's not a problem. And he says, what's the reason given? He doesn't say, because Chayim Nisa, you didn't bring a Keteiris, you're reading Sukkim. And this, that it's Tehillu, you brought the Keteiris, is just to say that he gets Chayim. That's not what the Beis Yosef says. It's fascinating. The Beis Yosef says, you know why it's not a problem if you leave out one of the spices when you are saying Parshas HaKabbanis? Because what is the issur? What is the prohibition to bring Keteiris that is missing one of the spices into the Beis HaMikdash? It's not that you brought a bad Keteiris. It's that you walked into the Beis HaMikdash to lay the Seirah for no reason. Because you're only allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash if you bring a Keteiris. This is not a Keteiris. Keteiris means 11 spices. This only has 10. Therefore, it says the Beis Yosef, even though we are considering it as if you brought the Keteiris, did you walk into the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously not. And therefore, that is why you are not going to be Chayav Misa. But again, it seems from the Ramah, from the Beis Yosef, that they are taking it quite seriously. This Keilu sounds like you really are bringing it. And the question is, when are you going to be considered that you're Chayav Misa? The Ramah says, if you leave out one of the spices, and the Beis Yosef says, no, but for a side reason. So it sounds like they're taking it quite seriously. The Chachma Shloima and many other Achreinim also argue on this Ramah, and they hold it's not a problem if you leave out one of the spices. And the reason they give is, because what does it mean if Ki'ilu you brought the carbon? Does it mean that you walked as if you walked into the Beis HaMikdash? They say, of course not. And the proof is, because you are Tamei Meis. A Tamei Meis that goes into the Beis HaMikdash, Chayim Nisa. So how are you allowed to read the Parshas HaKabbanis? If reading the Parshas HaKabbanis means that if you brought a carbon, Gevalt, that means a Tamei Meis brought the carbon. Says the Chachma Shloima and many other of Achreinim, what it means is, as if you brought the carbon to the Kayin. Who normally brings the carbon? Not the Yisrael, but rather the Kayin. So over here, even if we're going to say, it's Ki'ilu, you brought the carbon, that only means as if you brought it to the Kayin, you never entered the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that is why you are not going to be Chayav Misa. There's a Magen Avraham who writes in Simen Menches that when you say the Seder HaKabbanis, you are supposed to stand. Dugma to the Karbanis that you have to stand when you brought the Karbanis. And here again, it seems to be that the Magen Avraham is taking this rule of Ilu that you brought the carbon quite seriously, and therefore he says, when you bring a carbon, when you say the Parshas HaKabbanis, you better stand. And once again, many of the Achreinim argue, and they say that even though it's Ki'ilu you brought the carbon, it doesn't mean that you brought it, it just means you brought it to the Kayin. And therefore, who has to stand when you bring the carbon? The Kahanim. And therefore, since you are only a Yisrael, it's not as if you actually brought the carbon yourself, therefore there will be no obligation to stand when you say the Parshas HaKabbanis. So again, from all the Achreinim, those who hold that you have to be concerned not to leave out one of the spices, those who hold you have to stand, those who argue, who give side reasons to say why it's not a problem, all of them seem to imply that this rule, that it's Ki'ilu, you brought the carbon, is quite serious. And therefore they're talking about maybe you have to stand, maybe you have to make sure you don't leave one out. and it, they seem to imply that it's quite real. And the question is that we proved before that it's definitely not as if you're bringing a carbon, because else why is it that when Mashiach comes you still have to bring a carbon, as you proved from Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisa? So the chayyur what you're going to say is that it, of course, it's not as if you actually brought the carbon. It's just that when Chazal were mesaking Tarshish HaKabbalah, they wanted you to do it as if you brought a carbon. With all the halakas, any halakas that are possible, and the idea probably is we want it to be as if you are bringing the carbon, you can't actually bring it. So what the second option is, read it and do as much possible in order to act out the bringing of the carbon. Now this definitely sounds like an interesting concept, but that you have to say, because if the Achranim who are bringing rules that you have to follow the rules of Karbonis, when you say the Seder HaKarbonis, the idea is that you are trying to quote-unquote act out the bringing of the Karbonis as much as possible. The tour in Siman Aleph, when he goes through all the Pasha HaKarbonis, all the different things he's supposed to say, he writes that when you say the Pasha HaKatzis, you should not say afterwards the Yehi Ratzon. You should not say Yehi Ratzon that this should be a kapara. And the Beis Yosef explains that the reason why you shouldn't say the Yehi Ratzon is because a chassis, it cannot be brought as a nedava. So what are we going to say? That Rabbi Nishanam, please accept this chassis for my aveiros? Who said he did aveiros? And if he didn't do an Aveira, that means you brought a Chatzis to light a Seirah. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, if you just say the Parsha and you didn't do the Aveira, it's as if you read a Parsha in the Seirah. And if you did do an Aveira, then you get a Ksas Kapara. Meaning, if we're going to say that you can't say the Hirasan, so why do you say the Parsha of Chatzis at all? So says the Beis Yosef, because there's no problem, because if you didn't do an Aveira, it's as if you read from the Torah. And if you did, somehow, even without the Yirasan, you get a Ksas Kapara. What does it mean? You get a little Kapara, I'm not sure, but those are the words that he says. But the point that he's bringing out is you can't say Yirasan. You can't offer this before the Rebbein Yisraelim as a Karma Chatzis, because a Chatzis is not brought as a Nedava. And as long as you don't know Bevadai that you did not Aveira, you can't say the Hiratzin. The back over there on the Beis Yosef says, no, you could say the Hiratzin. Do it out tonight. And say it as follows. Rabbi Nishleilam, if I did an Aveira, this should be a common chassis. If I didn't, it's as if I read from the Torah. And the Chayra, this seems to be a very simple option. And so the question is, why was the Beis Yosef not agreeable to this, to do the Eitzah of the Bach, to say the Yehi Ratzon on condition that you only wanted to be considered the reading the Parashat HaKarbonis if you didn't have Aveira? So here the Magen Avraham over there on Siman Aleph, Sif Kut and Yud Aleph, says that you can't say this Eitzah, because there's a rule in Parashat and by the Karban Chatzis, you can only bring a Chatzis if you have a Yediyah, which means you have to know Bevadai that you did the Aveira. And as long as you don't know Bevadai you did the Aveira, you cannot bring a Karban. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that's why we can do like the Eitzah of the Bach. The Bach wants us to say, Yehi Ratzon on tonight. If I did an Aveira, this should be as if I brought a Chatzis. What do you mean, if I did an Aveira? If you don't know Bevadai, you can't bring a Karban Chatzis. Says the Magen Avraham, this is the reason why we cannot say the Yehi Ratzon, and this is the fact in the Beis Yosef why he doesn't agree to the Bas Eitzah. The Hasvi and Siman Aleph, he's Meirich very much in the Seder HaKabbanis. And there he says no, that you still could do like the Bach. Because what does it mean you need a Yediyah? It means that when you did the Aveira, you had to know you're doing the Aveira. Let's say a person does an Aveira, he knows very well he did a terrible thing, and then he forgets. That person is still chayiv in an Aveira. Sorry, still chayiv in a Chassid. It's just, if you don't know at the time you did an Aveira, that's when you don't bring a chassid. But if you knew when you did that Aveira that this is an Aveira, it's just that after you forgot, you bring a carbon. So says the Hasi, that's what we are going to say. If I did an Aveira and I forgot about it, this should be instead of my carbon chassid. If not, then it should be as if I'm reading from the Torah. And therefore, says the Hasi, that would be an Eitzah, a proper way to do it, to make Seidi Hirasan after the passage of Chatzis. We'll end off with one more interesting Shaila for the Nei Yehuda and our Chaim Siman Dalet. And he wants to know, why is it that in Zukei B'Zimra, in the Seidi Hatzilis, we don't say Passover Tzimis? We on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, or Shabbos, any time that there was a carbon Muslim, we added in to the Seder HaTzilah. So since every day, the entire Tzibur brought a carbon Tamid in the morning and afternoon, why is it that Chazal were not misakin Parshas HaTamid the same way they were misakin the Parshas HaMusr? So then he says something very interesting. Because what is Tzilah? Tzilah is that whenever you have a problem, you are supposed to daven to Hashem. So what's going to happen? If we are mistaken tumid in the tefillah, that means you can only daven once a day. Because you can't bring more than one parshas tumid, and therefore since you can't bring more than one tumid in the morning, one in the afternoon, you can't daven the entire day. You can't add tefillahs. And therefore, Chazal did want you to daven whenever you needed to, and therefore that's why they left out the parshas tumid. Now you can ask me, to just have a different tefillah, why didn't they have one tefillah in the morning every single day with the Parshas HaTamid, and they should make up another tefillah for a person to say for the rest of the day? That says in the Yehuda, they're not going to be matriach you so much to make two separate tefillahs. But that's the point he's bringing out, that we really should have had the Parshas HaTamid in our davening, the same way we find that you have Musaf, and he just says that if you would do so, you would not be able to daven more than once in the morning and once in the afternoon. In the Haggais on the new Nei Yehudas, they bring that from some of the Achrayim, and they ask that this is very good during the weekday. What's going to be on Shabbos? Shabbos you cannot daven a nedava. On Shabbos you can only daven the tefillahs that they were misakin, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Maariv, the tefillahs that are mechuyav to. You can't add tefillahs. So it's a Nei Yehuda is going to say that the whole reason why they don't have the Parshas HaTamid is because if you do so, you won't be able to daven extra. Well, on Shabbos, you can't daven extra anyway. So what's the problem? So says the Haggah on the bottom of the Nei Yehuda, a different chat, because he brings that many Pashtim hold that Nashim are not Mechuyiv in Tfilas Musaf. And the reason is because since they're not Mechuyiv in the Shkalim, the Muslim is a carbon tzibur, so therefore they don't have a chelik in the carbon tzibur, and that is why they don't have a Muslim. So they say, if that's the case, it's very gishmak why they didn't, we're not mistaken the Parsha Tumid in our davening. Because if they would be, Nashim, ladies, would not be Mukhlib in davening. The same way they would not be, they are not Mukhlib in Muslim. They wouldn't be Mukhlib to daven every day. Obviously we want the ladies to be able to daven every single day, and therefore that is the reason why they were not misakin Parshas HaTamid in our daily davening.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.